The British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, says he's appalled at the grim discovery of 39 bodies in a lorry trailer in Essex.
This is an unimaginable tragedy and truly heartbreaking. I know that the thoughts and prayers of all members are with those who lost their lives and their loved ones.
That's Boris Johnson speaking overnight. British police are now interviewing a 25-year-old driver from Northern Ireland who's been arrested on suspicion of murder. Work has also begun to identify the victims. Damien Gale is a reporter with The Guardian newspaper in London. He's on the line from there. Good morning to you.
Good morning, Hamish.
Can you explain how police made this grim discovery?
Well, I mean, that's slightly unclear at the moment. What we do know is that they were called at just after 1 o'clock, about 1:30 on Wednesday morning, by the ambulance service, actually, to this light industrial park, the Waterglade Industrial Park, which is in Essex, just east of London. And it was there that they found these 39 victims dead in the back of a lorry. It was 38 adults and one teenager, we understand, although their identity and where they come from, at the moment, no details have been released.
None have been released. Are you hearing anything from your reporting about where they may have come from?
Well, no, actually, no. It's very difficult to tell, really. I mean, obviously, you know, there's a big refugee kind of situation in Europe, across Europe, and we have people trying to get themselves to the UK from places like Afghanistan and Libya or sub-Saharan Africa. I mean, one rumor that they might be Afghan migrants seemed to be downplayed by some people I spoke to, who suggested, well, usually they send the younger people, so there would have been more teenagers. So no, I mean, at the moment, it's all kind of open, really, as to what it is. The last time something like this happened in the UK in 2000, 50 people were found dead in a container in Kent, and they were all Chinese. So at the moment, it's still too unclear to tell.
And is there any indication of how they have died? Was it a refrigerated lorry? Any information about that?
Yeah, so I understand it was a refrigerated lorry, actually, as opposed to a container lorry. So so presumably that would have been sealed, whereas a container lorry. But I mean, the interesting thing about that, though, really, more about the distinction between the refrigerated lorry and the container lorry, I suppose, is that as the driver would have just picked up a container and driven off with it. But the driver of a refrigerated lorry would have been expected to check the load. So it does suggest that whoever drove this lorry would have known what's inside.
And I mean, under the customs rules across Europe, would this lorry have travelled through checkpoints, I mean, depending on where it came from, to get to where it is?
Well, yeah, one would imagine so. We understand from the reporting my colleagues have done so far that it started off in Bulgaria in a town called Varna. That's where the actual trailer was registered to. And it's made its way across Europe, and it's crossed to Essex from Zeebrugge in Belgium. But it could have picked up its cargo anywhere along the way. It could have driven empty or with a legitimate load all the way from its starting point up to Belgium, and then it could have switched loads there just before taking sail for the UK.
A 25-year-old man from Northern Ireland has been arrested on suspicion of murder. Do we know much more about him?
Well, he's been named locally as Mo Robinson. He's from Northern Ireland. The interesting thing, he seems like a truck driver. I mean, you know, I'm not really surprised. I suppose if that's an interesting thing about him, but he has a Facebook page which is apparently covered in pictures of trucks. There's a picture of him on his Facebook page in the actual truck, it looks like, took this trailer from Belgium to the UK. So he's quite linked to that. I mean, I don't know a great deal more about him. I'm trying to just have a look at the moment and see what we've got on him. I know he's from Northern Ireland. I think it was County Armagh that he said. Yeah, Portadown, County Armagh he's from. But he's not been officially identified yet. That's local identification.
And I know the Home Secretary, speaking in Parliament in relation to this, says that there are, you know, existing laws that can be used to deal with this. What's the political response been?
Well, I mean, the political response is just been in horror, really. The whole immigration issue in this country has kind of is kind of in the background at the moment as we deal with Brexit, as is everything else. So, I mean, we already have very, very strict rules and very strict kind of checks as well coming into the country to stop any kind of people smuggling or human trafficking. So there's not really a great deal more that they can do at this stage other than just kind of express, you know, their dismay and horror at it.
And you mentioned there had been previous cases where large numbers of people had been found dead in the back of trucks and lorries. I mean, is this obviously being interpreted as the next instalment of those sorts of things? I mean, is that how this story is being played?
No, I wouldn't say so. The last time it happened was nearly 20 years ago, and it was 58 actually Chinese people who were discovered in the back of a lorry. So no, I don't think so. Not as far as I can tell, definitely not by our reporting, at least anyway. I mean, you know, as I say, I mean, like all of Europe, we have a problem with refugees who are fleeing, you know, coming all the way across Europe. And those refugees who culturally in their home countries have a kind of affinity with a certain European country tend to head for that country. So, you know, those countries where they have a kind of cultural affinity with the British, where people learn British and where they have a kind of appreciation of what Britain's about, former colonies and what have you, they sort of naturally make their way here and they don't want to stop until they get to the UK.
Damien Gale, thanks for the update.
No problem.
Damien Gale is a reporter with The Guardian in London.